Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Reef Ethics. And my name is Patrick Uduma of Standout. And just before we begin, let us take an opening message from Her Excellency, Justice Mrs. Eberechi Susan Nwisunwike, the initiator of Reef Ethics.
Our lovely people of River State, Happy New Year once again to you all. We are still thanking God for the brand new 2022, and we are still thanking all our listeners, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, for your support in making out time to listen to us every weekend and going to our website at www.rivetix.com to catch up with our past episodes. This is just to let you know that you are the reason for the success of Rivetix. Thank you once again and welcome to the second episode of this program this year. Today's program is titled Be Elevated. Remember that your attitude determines your altitude. Please remember to keep safe by maintaining the COVID-19 safety protocols. This year, we should be very deliberate and intentional in attaining greater heights. Success is never the result of sudden flight. A lot will depend on the thoughts we choose to think. We should go for transformational thoughts this year if we are looking for huge results and great achievements. I believe it was John Maxwell, the leadership guru, who said that the value you receive from reflective and transformational thinking will depend on the kind of questions you ask yourself. One hallmark of walking towards greatness is asking great questions. There are certain relevant questions we should constantly direct at ourselves in order to make progress to transformation and greatness. Some examples are as follows. Do I make out time to think reflective or transformational thoughts? Am I making logical, informed decisions? Am I creating and pursuing focused goals? Am I taking decisive and immediate action? Am I focused on being productive, not just being busy? Am I goals-driven as well as venturing outside my comfort zone to achieve my set goals? Am I practicing clarity of thoughts and expression and simplifying things? Am I focused on making small but continuous improvements? Am I measuring and tracking my progress on all goals daily, weekly, and monthly? Am I maintaining a positive attitude as I learn from mistakes I make along the journey as well as other people's mistakes? Am I maintaining balance in my life? Do I spend time with motivated and inspirational people? We should realize that our growth and progress are our individual responsibility, and we should work hard for the results we expect. Let us listen to our guest speaker as he takes us through the topic. He is Mr. Patrick Uduma, convener of Standout with Patrick Uduma. There is a drama sketch titled The Journey by Princess Amy Alagwa. Please enjoy the episode and of course, put the great lessons learned to very good use. Our determined rivers people, please remember to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families. And God bless River State.
Oh my God! I want to kill myself. What kind of life is this? I'm not married. I don't have children. I'm not even a graduate. Oh, I'm going to kill myself today. I'm going to kill myself today.
Mary, why are you crying and rolling on the floor?
Lolo, good evening. I want to kill myself.
Why? Will killing yourself solve any problem in the world?
See my life now. I'm not a graduate. I'm not married. I don't even have children.
Ah, good evening, Lolo. Is what I'm hearing true? That that Mary wants to end her life for not achieving anything, and we are in a new year.
No, no, Yekachi. Thank God. We meet you here. Mama Boma, her son and Tina came to call me that they heard Mary is dead.
Elder. I don't mean she's dead though. Then, now what do you talk? We make all of us, they run, they come like dogs with see bone for flyover.
Mommy, please now. Be kind it was to people. This manner can make depressed people commit suicide.
Come no boy, Boma. Now me they wash for outside like this.
Every time this Mama Boma and her son would they cause problem where they do better things.
Please, all of you, should stop this nonsense and face the matter on ground.
Can't you see we have a life-threatening situation on ground?
Abio!
Merit, please sit up and stop crying. You are not a failure. Life can start anytime and be fruitful if you are serious and willing to advance in your struggling with God's help.
Yes, so Elder Bekwele, there is no time that is late. You can fail, but always recognize your mistake and forge ahead in life. No need to kill yourself for your misfortune. Remember, even Father Abraham started late, but still became very great and a father of many nations, in short, all nations.
Hi, me Mama Boma. Now, so I'd advise my son Boma to make him not give up in this life.
My dear, for me, that is why I have to hustle. Nobody, fine boy, no help anybody. That's why I have to hustle to just make sure, say, I sort my bills.
Thank you all. Indeed, you've made me realize that I can still make it in this life if I can start all over.
Yes, so my friend, please don't give up. Life is in stages.
My dear sister Merit, try and keep trying. As for me, Boma, I won't stop dreaming, oh. I know we make it.
Yes, so.
Make una no forget to come patronize me. I dey do bonanza this year. Bring 5 clothes and pay for 4.
Ta go sleep, bunga fish.
Mama Boma.
Mona no verse. This boy too dey talk. Make una sorry yo.
Every time you attack me, I dey talk my husband people patronize me. We no go do yahoo yahoo.
The drama you just heard is titled The Journey by Princess Amy Alagwa, featuring
Sogari Princess as Merit,
Dave Chisoma as Boma,
Patience Eliezer AK Pibel as Mama Boma and Tina,
Joseph Ndukwe as Washerman,
Abandu Precious as Alice,
Eliakim Ekrechi Ariel as Eda Bekwele,
and Princess Amy Alagwa as Lolo Inyekachi. It was written by Pibel and it was directed by Princess Amy Alagwa. Never give up. Thank you.
Don't sit. There are things to be done.
Every day.
With your bit, the battle will be won.
That's the way.
Be tolerant, be understanding.
Show some care.
Be just and undemanding.
Be sincere.
The road to greatness is rough. But with hard work, we'll surely overcome. Be proud of your state.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Reef Ethics on radio, and my name is Patrick Uduma of Standard. I'll be speaking on the topic, Be Elevated. The meaning of elevated, raised, especially above the ground. I know 2021, we look like we're on the ground, everything grounded. But today, we're being elevated. Elevated means elevated in feelings, a mood that is high-spirited, to make someone or something more important or improve something. I strongly believe in 2022, we'll be elevated and improve our life, improve how we feel, improve how we think, improve how we emotion, and improve how we act. A wise man once said, the road that righteous travel is like sunrise, getting brighter and brighter unto the day light has come. Our daylight, ladies and gentlemen, has come. Welcome to 2022. Your best days are in front and certainly not backward. Life limitation is only in the imposed imagination that refuses to gain courage to outlive the impossible. 2021 may have been an impossible year for us, but our imagination of 2022 is changing into goodness, because lovers of God walk on the highway of light and their way shines brighter and brighter until a perfect day. And I believe strongly 2022 is our perfect year. Mistakes are lessons of wisdom. The past cannot be changed. The future is yet in our power. And so 2022 is yet in our power to explore, because all our mistakes, we have turned them to wisdom. All our wound to wisdom. Our lives are made up of complex network or pathways that we can use to move from one phase of our life to the next. For some of us, our paths are wide, smooth, and clearly marked. Many people, however, find they have difficulty figuring out where they need to go next. And as we are here to give you and to help you to figure out, determine which next step will land you on the most route to fulfillment and realization of your life purpose. It may not be that easy, but hey, there are many ways to discover what next step in your life path should be, and we'll list them. Number one, elevate through personal growth. Without growth, you can't grow in your life. Personal growth inspires you to gain personal power to experience, to expand, to explore, and to be exposed in an elevated place by unlocking untapped hidden potential. Every potential in 2022 will wield by wisdom and intentionality and true careful choices tap into the untapped hidden potential. It elevates your intentionality, which is the root of creativity, to new ones. It guides you to establish a life working plan as a focal plan driver. Your driver will be a plan that you establish this year. It activates an unprecedented power of choice to elevate. It supercharges your mind with a resolve to evolve than to recycle. We will not recycle 2021's experience, but we will, through the experience, evolve into a better and a better, greater life in 2022. It offers you a devoted courage to live out of the bucket list of your core values. It infuses you with unconditional acceptance of self. Let's go on a break. We will be right back.
Hey, another one, don't you? You think say God day, therefore you no go work. My friend, not deceive yourself. Work not they fall from up. Something for do full ground.
It no matter how small the thing be, hungry no go quench you. Lie, lie. Not just stand that there like a burra when water don't bury full. Then when night reach, work go land your domot.
But where? You waste time. You must work hard so that work is go boku. Which month they won't take talk and say as you big rich so you not fit do one better thing? With tea, you not the shame. Try and make your life better. Go find work. Go find work. Go find work, do.
You're sounding an alarm. You're crying wolf where there is none. That is wrong. We've come this far. Why do you wanna set the state on fire? You think you are clever, cursing one another. Won't get us anywhere. Better be a builder, not a destroyer. Think it over today. So come, my friend, let's live together in peace and harmony.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Brief Ethics on radio, and my name is Patrick Uduma of Standout. I'm speaking on the topic, Be the Elevated. And I talked about the first point was elevate through your personal growth. This is a year of development, a year of great personal growth. Second point, elevate rightness. Rightly doing it. We're going to do it rightly this year. You can't expect success by doing what is wrong. Rightness uplifts while disorder enslaves. Impoverish oneself. Wise thinking leads to right living. Did you hear that? Wise thinking leads to right living. Stupid thinking leads to wrong living. There's prosperity in the house of the right thinking people, but the house of the wrong thinkers are and doers are always in trouble, no matter how they are placed, no matter their money, and no matter their status in life. The life path of the right thinking prudent person is progressively heavenward, while wrong thinkers are ever downward. Rightly doing it will empower and elevate your life, uplift your health standard, change our city, restore our nation wellness or national wellness. Number three, elevate your inner voice. Inner voice is that inner guidance. I suppose that the world has all sort of languages and each conveys meaning to the one who speaks them. Elevate your descriptive language. What we mean here? What we mean is that all the history of 2021 must be put aside as we turn them into wisdom to a generative language. Generative language are language that are filled with hope, with enthusiasm that will help us to create a better us in 2022. Elevate the voice of condemnation to the voice of empathy and compassion. Change the voice of judgment to that of understanding. Change the voice of arrogance to curiosity. Change the voice of division and separation to voice of connection and acceptance. Change the voice of argument to dialogue. Change the voice of meaninglessness to meaning and purpose. If 2021 was meaningless, this 2022, trust me, by your elevated inner voice, we will change it to meaning and purpose. Change the voice of defeat to voice of empowerment. Number four, elevate how you see things. Your imagination that is unhealthy will create an unhealthy life for you. Eyes that focuses on what is beautiful bring to the heart joy. If you want to elevate in this year, 2022, you have to consciously choose differently on how you see life. Life starts from how you see it and the event of life. You have to change how you see the state, the nature of your family, your friends, your environment. If you keep seeing only wrong thing in your life, you will continue to experience the wrong things. To elevate, we have to individually and collectively change how we see ourselves, how we see our city, how we see our nation, because perspective determines your reality. Negative perspective will create negative experiences and create downward life after and affect your confidence, faith, and empathy. While positive perspective gives you an advantage and uplift your entire experience in life, in relationship, in health, and reduces stress, anxiety, worry, and fear. If you continue to see the way you have seen life in the past years, you will never experience life differently. See rightly, you will act rightly. Your elevated perspective will be the detector of your changed life. Let us go on a short break. We will be back right on time.
If you've got a problem and somebody helps you to solve it, what you gonna say? You say thank you. We gotta help each other.
That means so much. change. Say I'm sorry. Make a change for better, not for worse.
If you hurt your neighbor, don't be ashamed. Say, I'm sorry. You can't always be right, so sometimes when you're wrong, admit it. If you resolve to be a better person today onwards, you know, you might just be making somebody a little happier.
This world is a funny place. It's you today. It may be him tomorrow. So make a change for better, not for worse.
You'll be much happier.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Reef Ethics on radio, and my name is Mr. Patrick Uduma of Standout. I'm speaking on the topic, Be Elevated. So point one, elevate true personal growth. Point two, elevate rightness. Point three, elevate your inner voice. Point four, elevate how you see things. Point five, elevate your mental energies. A joyful, cheerful heart will bring healing to both body and soul, that elevate your wellness and uplift the standard of your life. But the one whose heart is crushed struggle with sickness, poverty, indiscipline, unproductive life, and depression, energy of sadness, hatred, envy, unforgiveness, bitterness, and uncaring energy, danger, the elevated man and woman, they do not only keep you in a perpetual state of stagnation and unwellness. So if you are stagnated, check your energy level. Dissatisfied life is a fallout of negative mental energy. Rather, imbibe enthusiasm, excitement, love, happiness, joy, hope, goodness, compassion to elevate your life. Your energy level will determine your attainment and your accomplishment. Number six, elevate with the right beliefs. Your current reality is domiciled on the supporting belief system that is an operational in your life. Mine is goodness. I dwell in goodness and I see goodness on a daily basis. That's my belief. Your belief is the power that influences all that you experience. Your belief creates your reality. Elevate your belief and experience a new you. Your belief offers sense of comfort, purpose, connection to your dream or ideal self. Beliefs are internal commands and guiding principles. It provides direction and meaning. Elevated belief system will determine the higher life you will encounter and manifest this year. Man is what he believes. Belief should be rooted in truth, in goodness, in faith, in love, in justice, in kindness, in generosity, in accountability, and equity. Belief is the force of influence to an elevated life. If you've been down all these years, you have to cross-check, examine, evaluate your belief system. Number seven, elevate with gratitude of grace. Somebody will ask me, what is there in life to elevate, but you're still alive? Rightness is a beautiful state of elevated life. It improves the quality of life. If I were you in this 2022, I'm going to dance. I'm going to be happy because it lifts your current stage and exposes you to acceptable life. Your gratitude of grace empowers you to see the opportunity and the hope for good in all life experiences. Gratitude responds to awakening awareness that we are blessed with divine faculties, abilities, and power that we need to explore, to experience, to express our divine goodness in every day in 2022, of our life. Beneath the fears, the uncertainty, the odd, the unpredictability of life, the sickness, taking the above steps will surely ensure that this year you will live above only. You are the elevated one. Happy New Year. Happy 2022. Dwell in goodness all the days of 2022. Rightly do life. Rightly be a good leader. And rightly be a good follower. Rightly be a good mother. Rightly be a good father. Rightly good be a child. Rightly be a good citizen. Rightly be a good student. Rightly be a good employee. Rightly be a great employer. Happy New Year. Welcome to the elevated year.
Dear friends, this is the much we can take on this edition of Rave Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed part of this episode or wish to download this or previous editions, please visit our website at www.reveethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You are free to share it with your friends at your school or community. You can also join Reeve Ethics family on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram via at Reeve Ethics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to this or other editions. The numbers are 0704-605-1333 or 0701-247-0049. Or you can send us an email on reeveethics@gmail.com. The Reeve Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in River State every Saturday as follows: Nigeria Info 92.3 FM, 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday at 12 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM, 9 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday, same time. Rhythm 93.7, 2:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday, same time. Treasure 98.5 FM, 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Until we come your way next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.